In today's solo episode, I'm going to answer a question on anti-racism or allyship from our Inclusion First community. Now, these episodes are really made to get you the information that you need so that you can go and make greater change in the world. These are real questions from real people. And my goal here is to break down the question, give some answers and some insights that you can hopefully put to use as you are out there navigating your life, navigating opportunities for anti-racism, for allyship, and to really bring more inclusion into the spaces that you exist in. So here we go. We've got another great community question for you, and here it is. I come from Europe. I lived in California and Pennsylvania in the US for 10 years, and I wondered whether having moved back to Europe put me in a more or less racist context and culture. What is wrong with this line of thinking? Is there a less racist place on earth, or is it pervading human life wherever we go? I think this is a fantastic question. So she's wondering, all right, or she or he is wondering, or they are wondering, I was in the US, now I'm back in Europe. Is Europe more or less racist than the US? And I'm not sure how to answer that at all. I don't know how we measure, like, oh, on the racist barometer, you're a 12 or you're a 4. I know that's not what they're asking. But I would say that you're in a racist context still, and how that racism manifests might look different than how it manifests in the US. How they talk about it, how they experience it, there could be some very important differences. And then there also could be some similarities as well. And so you're in a different place now. And so even how you react to it, how you talk about it, what that shows up for you and what that brings up for you can be very different things. And so how do you notice what you're noticing in that and adjust accordingly? Now, I definitely don't think that it's wrong to think about, all right, well, is this place that I'm in now more or less racist? Because what you're asking is, like, am I going to have to deal with the same things? And if not, like, how do I deal with the things that I'm facing here? And so you're already aware that you're swimming in a racist pond with racist ideals and beliefs and structures and systems. And you're just trying to figure out what adjustments do I need to make in order to navigate here, which I think is a really great question and a great awareness to have, because that's going to have you looking through a certain lens to hopefully not just be observing that the racism is happening, but figuring out how you can interrupt and transform the systems and structures and beliefs and experiences that you're having back at home in Europe for you. Now, I would say that there's a question about, okay, so is there a less racist place on earth, or is it pervading human life wherever we go? I don't know where there isn't racism. And if there isn't racism because that's not the particular intersection that that group cares about, there's something else that is like a bias, a prejudice, a discrimination, an oppression that is rising up there. So maybe everyone is the same race on your island. And so instead of it being race, it's skin pigment or the side of town that you live on or your social economic status, right? And so we're always finding some way as people to decide who's on the top and who's on the bottom. And I am, you know, I'm not a historian. I'm not an expert in like sociology or anthropology or all of the cultures of the world. But I would say that there probably are very, very few, if any, cultures that are not doing this hierarchy and discriminating and oppressing the people who they decide are different or are less than them. I mean, I'm thinking about, like, are there indigenous cultures that are not doing that because their currency and the way that they interact is just completely different? It's a completely different paradigm than we are in the West or any society that is based on some form of money and capitalism and those different structures, right? I mean, there's other structures that create the hierarchies as well. And so I would say that no matter where you are, you're going to have some kind of hierarchy to navigate through and some opportunity to interrupt the oppression that is happening around you. What that looks like, how it manifests, it's going to be all kinds of different things. And most cultures have a variety, like, you know, it's not just racism we're dealing with here in the US, it's classism and ageism and ableism and, you know, sexism and all of the different ones, right? So and that's why I talk a lot about the idea of, you know, how do you learn how to be an interrupter of anti-racism And what are the transferable skills that you can learn from that process that you can then apply to all of the other isms, all the other oppression that's happening? I talk about this a lot. Like, you don't have to learn how to not be sexist, how to not be xenophobic, how to not be homophobic. It's transferable skills. How do you learn how to accept people as they are, to celebrate difference, to interrupt bias and systems and structures when you see them causing harm to people? How do we learn these skills? How to be more inclusive? How to be more equitably minded? And then apply that to all people, not just people of color, not just women, not just gay LGBTQ plus people, but everyone who is different and the same. We have this kind of false narrative and false belief that, you know, if I look at you, I can tell if you're the same or different from me. And we share so many values as people, no matter what we look like. We all need so many of the same things. And so how do we identify and empower both our differences and our similarities in that first glance, right? That would be an amazing thing. And so to your question, is it less racist? No idea, probably not. It just looks a little bit different. And so how do you start to understand how you navigate in the space that you're in and still be that activist-minded person who is going to be pushing for inclusion and equity regardless of where you are, knowing that these systems of oppression are everywhere. And as I would say, good people, it is our job to identify them, interrupt them, and transform them into something good, something equitable. Thank you for listening to the Inclusion First podcast. We are always collecting and answering your most important questions on anti-racism. So if there's something on your mind, head on over to theinclusionfirstproject.org and click on Ask a Question. We would love to get your like, your share, your follow, and especially your review wherever you find us. Thank you again so much for listening, and we will talk to you next time.